I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An attack on a children's hospital in Ukraine brings devastation and calls for prayer. Then later on in today's broadcast, a ministry celebrates graduation in Burkina Faso. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, several analysts refute Russia's claim that Kyiv was behind the Monday bombing of Ukraine's largest children's hospital. In fact, evidence includes a serial number linked to a Russian-made cruise missile. Two adults died when a missile struck the hospital during Monday morning rush hour, and at least 300 were injured, including children. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
it is absolutely unthinkable to see that a missile would hit a place that is known only for caring for those that are suffering.
The hospital attack was part of a wider Russian assault, striking several targets across Ukraine, one of the largest since the war began. Hope for survival is slim today as rescue efforts shift to recovery.
The emergency crews are working hard. The Ukrainian Baptist Union used one of their mobile food kitchens to provide food and meals for those in need.
Praise God for sparing the life of a young Christian girl who was receiving dialysis at the hospital. She and her mother were in the building that was directly struck by the missile. Ask the Lord to strengthen SGA church partners as they provide help and hope in strike zones across Ukraine.
A lot of the missile strikes have been hitting electrical substations. We're in the process of trying to get more generators and solar power systems to them. We continue to provide support for food and medical items, especially in the frontline areas.
Meanwhile, in Kenya, weeks of explosive protests and clashes with police have left over 40 people dead. Kenyan President William Ruto lit the fuse when he proposed a new tax bill to support the government budget. But the move would drastically spike the cost of basic goods like bread and diapers. Hundreds of thousands of protesters flooded the capital, Nairobi, mostly young people. Nehemiah with FMI says an anonymous activist described
youth-led movement members being abducted during the crackdown. Many journalists and social media influencers, they are being abducted from the streets.
Kenya has an incredibly young population. Nearly 60% are younger than 25. This Generation Z has had enough of Kenya's downward economic spiral. In times of unrest, it's harder if you don't have Christ. Pray for the church in Kenya to reach young people with gospel hope. Also from FMI.
Our partner said, please pray for the President William Ruto, government officials and decision makers to have wisdom and discernment in addressing the financial crisis. Ask God to guide them in making just and effective decisions. He added that please pray for peace to prevail in Kenya in this financial unrest.
More on this story at missionnews.org. And according to the United Nations, Burkina Faso faces an unprecedented humanitarian crisis with drought-related issues and armed terrorist groups ravaging villages. Today, though, Christian World Outreach has something to celebrate in Burkina Faso. CWO's Greg Yoder tells us.
This year, we had 35 graduates pass the national exam that they have to take, which is way higher than the national average.
Young women apply to CWO's Village of Opportunity program to learn a vocation like sewing or cosmetology.
A lot of them start their own little business when they go back to their villages, or they can find a job that impacts their whole family. If they have come from a poorer village, they can supply income for their family back there.
Graduates leave the program with a lot more than just life skills. The curriculum also includes gospel hope, and believers on staff share the compassion of Christ. This loving environment helps many students deal with past trauma.
Some of these girls are coming from villages that are being attacked. They're needing to deal with that when they come so they can go back to their village and be a positive influence.
Pray for local leaders as they review applications and make decisions for the next group coming in September. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.